Hi, listeners. This is your girl, Tori, also known as LaToya Nicole, and you are listening to the very first episode of 2023 of the Tape Back. And I'm so excited to, it's almost like a relaunch, coming back and just really seeking God's face in this new phase. And I will say this, I haven't recorded in quite some time, and it's because I was taking some time out to really search my heart and seek God's face as it relates to my ministry. And so with that being said, I just took a pause from this. I have material that I never uploaded because I just wanted to make sure that the heart was pure and right in all things that I'm doing. And so now, hey, listen, we're in 2023 and I'm so excited to cover today's material. Today, I want to just talk about how when you're going through that process of changing, right? And you're ready to truly walk in your purpose and your destiny and to live out who God has called you to be, it requires you to make a commitment to yourself and to God to unlearn everything that you already knew, right? So for me, that was a struggle because all that I thought I knew that was correct, it took me to like really find out, oh, girl, you don't know anything. And so that's what we want to talk about today. You know, I think that's a very hurtful part that a lot of individuals, I know myself, found to be scary because it was something new and you had to really surrender to yourself. And I know surrendering is, for me, was a challenge. Surrendering to God, like surrendering every part of my life, and also surrendering to myself because I had made these covenants with myself that there were some things that I was not willing to change. There were some things that I said to myself that I went through in the past of my life that I would never go through again. You won't catch me doing this. I won't do that. And those are covenants that we come in agreement with, not knowing that every time that you go to a different level or a different area in your life, that you have to surrender and let go of some of those things that you said what you would never do, because God may put you in a situation so that you have to do those things again because you didn't pass the test the first time. And it doesn't simply mean that you are doing it. It may be doing it again, but it may be doing it for a different motive, at a different cause, at a different level, because we're always leveling up and we're always going from glory to glory. So therefore, things will change. And sometimes the things that we've said no to in that season of our life, we have to say yes to. And that can go the other way. So things that we've said yes to in the next season in our life, we may have to say no to it. So with that being said, you just have to put your heart in such a posture that you're okay with surrendering to yourself. Every time I think about my journey in undoing, you know, uprooting, I always think about this past summer. I had a tree that's been in my front yard since I purchased the home like 13 years ago. But this tree was just like wreaking havoc on my lawn, causing certain areas of the lawn to die because it was allowing too much shade, so the grass was dying. Then in the fall, it would drop so many leaves, so now my grass is dying out because of all of the leaves. I mean, this tree in the summertime, it was beautiful, it gave great shade, but in the fall, it wreaked havoc on my lawn. And then the roots of it started to go up to the sidewalk that's approaching my front door. So now this tree is causing an issue because if I don't cut it down and grind up the roots, it is going to break up my sidewalk, right? And so every time I think about the scenario of this tree, I remember my life shifting and having to unlearn all that I've learned in the way of the tree, right? So initially I started trimming the limbs on my life, right? So I started doing all of the surface work, you know, whereas I would be very snappy, attitude adjustments, you know, being more intentional with, you know, reaching out to individuals, helping, relationships and things that I knew was not healthy for me, you know, separating myself from those unhealthy relationships, separating myself from unhealthy behaviors like negative thoughts, always, you know, thinking the worst before so that when I have a good outcome, it'll be good. You know, all of those things I was having to unlearn. You know, even when it came to relationship, I discovered that, you know, I was very controlling in a lot of situations. And so I was raised to be a dominant woman who knew how to be independent and not need anyone, but ultimately we can't be in this world and not need anyone, right? So that was something that I had to unlearn. So these are the things that I equate to the limbs, like trimming the tree down, right? And then all of a sudden I had to start like chopping, how the guy was just chopping the big part of the tree. And that was the part where now all of the dark stuff that I started to kind of bury, like the hurt from intimate relationships. I just kind of buried that childhood trauma. I just kind of buried that. And then all of a sudden, now it's time to dig up the root. Because if we don't dig up the root of the tree, then of course, the problem is still there. I have this root that's running through my lawn that's about to bust up the sidewalk, right? So as I start going deeper in the work, going deeper, that's where it got scary. When I started unplucking and pulling the roots out, digging up the root things, and that's when I discovered, oh my God, yes, you deal with being controlling, okay? However, where did this come from? What did you see in your life that made you feel as if you needed to be controlling, okay? And so when you go into a deeper realm and a different level of it, then you look at it from the spiritual aspect and you say, okay, what has tied to my bloodline? Because not only am I being this way where I know how to control, maneuver, manipulate, right? And I'm drawing these type of people to me because again, it's we're looking at it at a deeper level because now we're in there where all of the worms and the snakes and all of the nasty crickets and all of that is coming up, right? All of the nasty stuff is coming up. And so when we get down to the bottom and we're looking at all of the nasty stuff, this is where we're going to look at those in a spiritual realm. We're going to look at where this thing is deep, right? And so I realized like, okay, Lord, there's a lot of women in my family that deals with being controlling. What is this? And then I realized with study and praying and fasting on it, oh, okay. So we deal in the spirit of Jezebel. We want to manipulate. We want to run and control everything. And what good is that doing me? What good is that for me? I may feel like in that moment that I am in control of the situation, but ultimately I'm out of control. I'm not in control of anything. I'm out of control. And so as I started digging deeper, I realized like, no, I have to be ready to do the work. So as you're doing that, you run into pride. This is something that was really big with me. You know, it ran really deep with me. And it honestly, it ran very deep with my family background. And that's something, the bloodline, you know, for generations, that spirit of pride. You know, again, pride can be very manipulative. The spirit of lust, you know, lusting. And a lot of people think of always lusting as a sexual thing. Oh, you're lusting after a man or a woman. But no, baby, lust can be just seeing certain things and wanting it. Just having the lust for money, the lust for material things. Like, just that spirit of lust can really tie into a lot of things. If you're a child, one example that I would like to give is when it comes to lust, because people don't even look at it from this rim, is let's say you have a child and your child is just very, very good. Your child is athletic or whatever the case may be. Your child is just really good at what they do, right? And you're always pushing and motivating that child to be their best, because that's what we do as parents. But sometimes we have to look at our motive behind it. What are we doing? Are we really doing this because we're wanting our child to advance? And we know that if our child get into this role, that God will get the glory for whatever it is that they're doing. Or are you secretly lusting that if your child is successful in this area, that you'll have a greater benefit in your life? Not that it will benefit others, that it will bring glory to the kingdom, but it benefits you. So those are the things, like, we have to check our motives. You know, do we deal with the spirit of offense when someone says something to us and immediately we attack them, thinking that they're trying to attack us or they're being malicious or malice behind what they're saying? Well, wait a minute. They may have a genuine concern. That is something that, you know, I dealt with. Someone may say something to me and later I'll think about it and be like, well, I wonder if they meant X, Y, Z. And instead of in that moment addressing it, saying, hey, what do you mean by that? Asking the necessary questions so that I will leave with a clear understanding as to what they meant, and there's no hard feelings. You know, but that is something that is very strong amongst individuals, and it is very strong amongst women. So that is something that I want us to be very mindful of if we're dealing in the spirit of offense. Also, something, unforgiveness, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of fear. All of these things, when you're truly, truly, truly digging in and trying to make that commitment to unlearn, these are the things that are going to come up. And so I asked you to trust the process as you do the work. Seek help, because these are the things that we don't know the right questions to ask ourselves. So therefore, and when I was doing this part of the work on my journey, I utilized my therapist to help dig out these things. And she knew the perfect questions to ask so that I know what I'm dealing with and how to move forward and how to attack it and how to pray against it and how to pray for it. Because some things we need to pray for and not against. And some things we need to pray against and not for. So we need that spiritual insight to help us, to kind of guide us and help us navigate through this process. And the one thing that I want you to always remember, that when you're doing this work, Satan is not going down without a fight. Like, the same things that we're working on, right? That we're trying to advance from and evolve over against, right? The enemy will use those things to attack you and to make you feel as if you have not evolved and that you have not, I think the best way of saying it is that you have that, you haven't gotten to the next level. However, let me tell you something. Whatever your demon is and whatever your familiar spirit is, it is going to always come up. But the one thing you can do is continue to pray and not fall. Pray. And when I say pray, P-R-E-Y, not fall prey to what that thing is, whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, whether it's offense, whether it's lust, greed, pride, unforgiveness, the spirit of comparison. That's one that's really big amongst women, that we see another woman and we want to compare ourselves to them, but you don't know what they're going through behind the scenes, or you don't know what they had to go through to get to where they are. You don't know the struggle. You don't know how they pray. You don't know how they're on their face, or you don't know how they club on the backseat. Like, so just, the enemy is going to come at you so hard, and all of these things are going to resurface, but I challenge you to get into your word. One thing that I really, really, truly love is one of the scriptures is Romans 1:17. And I say, keep the faith. And that says that the just shall live by faith. So therefore, what that actually means to me is, although I'm going through my journey, and I am seeing all of this darkness, all of the things that I have got to change about myself to evolve in my walk with Christ, but I know if I have the faith that God is going to see me through, because the words say the just shall live by faith, right? And so I know in walking through, and although I'm going through the valleys of this thing and I'm in the pits and things are looking rough, and because it's hurtful when you are revealed to you, because you can lie to everybody else, but you cannot lie to yourself. And so when you realize truly who you are to the core, sometimes for me, it was hurtful and I knew I had to do the work and I really had to change some things. But that scripture stuck out to me because I knew that at the end of the day, if I don't have anything, the one thing that I've always had was faith. Even when I walked in the world, I had faith. It was just a different way, and I was channeling my energy differently. Now I understand how to channel that with prayer and worship. Through my prayer and my worship and my faith, I'm able to continue to walk even when things look ugly, even when people say, they say, they say, she say, he say, I know what God says. So if God said it to me, I block out everything else, you know? And so through that process, that's the one thing that I challenge you to know that the just shall live by faith. And so whatever it is that God revealed to you, as long as you have faith that you will endure and that you will persevere, you'll continue to walk. Another thing is, when you're going through that time of revealing yourself, you'll start feeling like you're not worthy of your purpose. You're not worthy of your vision. You're worthy, because if you wasn't worthy, God wouldn't have allowed you to see it, and it wouldn't be in your spirit and in your heart and in your soul the way that it is. But the reason that you feel that you're not worthy is because you have to do the work so that you can get to that place of where God wants you, so that you can walk fully in your anointing, fully into your authority and fully in your vision and your purpose. So my daughter said to me one day, we were sitting down having dinner, and she said that she had told one of her best friends, which is a male guy, that, you dropped out of school, you're going to be a bum, and she's going to be doing well or something like that as an adult, but he's going to be a bum if he don't go back to school and get it together. So I said to her, Summer, why would you say that to him? And she looked at me. And she said, Mama, sometimes you got to tear people down only to build them back up. And I said to her, you might have a point there. And she's only, at the time that we had this conversation, she was 16. But I understood what she meant by it. And that's what God does for us. He has to tear us all the way down. Like that tree, cut the tree all the way down, dig out the roots, get to the root of the thing, and then replant on fertile soil that is
full of love, hope, faith, praise, worship. And once you're to that, you're at that faith, praise, worship, peace, joy. Now we can start building. We can go ahead and throw some seeds down so that when the harvest time come again and another tree appears and starts to bloom and blossom, guess what? We won't have to cut that tree down because that tree is worthy to walk in the authority and the purpose in which God has called you in. But something else that I want to make sure that I tell you is when you're walking in that, the time of digging deeper and having to relearn some things, when you're feeling unworthy of your vision and your purpose, that is the time more than anything that you will have to protect your vision and your purpose, because at that time you are going to encounter dream killers, people who do not believe in your dream, who put limitations on you and put limitations on yourself. And so that's when you got to guard your dream and your purpose at all costs. And the word tells us to protect it. And that's Matthew 7:6. And it says, do not give what is holy to dogs or cast your pearls among swine. The word said it. So therefore, protect your purpose and do not allow dream killers to steal it. Because listen, in that time, because you are going through a point and a period in your life where you feel that you're not worthy, when they say it, you will actually receive that in your spirit and you'll start to walk in it. So you got to protect it and guard it so that if someone speaks against it, you will not receive that. You will not receive it. But once you get to a place of fixing yourself, and it's not fixing yourself, asking God to help you fix, to get to a place of where you're able to do the work with God, because we can't do it by ourselves. But through prayer and fasting and supplication, guess what? When the dreams come, the dreams killers come, and you are steadfast in what you believe, you are steadfast in walking in authority in your purpose and your vision, they can't do nothing for you. Nothing they say will rock you. And that is the place that you want to be in, that no matter what a person says or what they do, you will not be shaken. Psalms 16:8. I truly, truly, truly love that scripture, because it talks about being steadfast and not being shaken. And a lot of the times, and I can speak for me, you know, early on in my walk, although I had very strong faith, I would allow things to shake me. Like it would rock me to my core. And it would throw me off my game for a minute. I would always get back, but it would shake me so bad that it'll put me down for a week or two. Sometimes I've been put down for a month or two, but I always seem to bounce back, okay? In this time, when you are relearning things, and well, when you got to unlearn everything that you've known your entire life and relearn in the kingdom biblical way, some stuff is going to shake you. Some things that your mother, your grandmother, your great grandmother, your daddy, your granddaddy, your great granddaddy, your aunties, your uncles, everybody told you and you guys live by it. It's going to shake you when you realize that it wasn't right and that you got to walk in something different. And that you got to teach your children or the women and men around you to believe and do and walk in something different. That was a challenge for me, having to get the people that I love to start walking in such a way that was pleasing to God, because I had gotten to a place where
if I was around something that was not pleasing to God, it made me very uncomfortable. Although it's something I had I've done my entire life. And so that's going to be a challenge for you. But what I truly, truly, truly do know is that as long as you stay consistent, you do not give up. And as I always say, trust the process. And I know it gets nasty, but as long as you trust the process and you trust God and you get someone in your life who's able to hold you accountable as you relearn and as you unlearn, I know that this will be life-changing. I am not going to take up a whole lot of your time, but I want you to search your heart and ask God to reveal the things that you've known all your life or that you've learned along the way, and it is not beneficial to you, to the kingdom of God, and your walk. And you ask God to strip those things from you, but to reveal them to you so clearly that you know that it is Him and that you will make the adjustments and you will not haste when it comes to making the adjustments, that you will be in a season of urgency, that you have a sense of urgency to change and to make a difference. I love each and every one of you. I thank God for you. I thank you for taking the time out to listen. I am committed to every week releasing something, but I'm only releasing what God puts on my heart to release. On 1 week ago, almost, I had an event, and it was the very first kickoff event for my podcast, and it was so much freedom in the women that was there. And so I am just seeing the freedom and the testimonies. I am committed to this because I know this is what God has called me to do. And I am committed to making sure that I bring this to the people who are hungry and want to make the adjustments and want to seek God's face and who desires to have a desire to know the heart of the Father. I love each and every listener that is listening today, and you have a blessed day.